Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is, To Earn Respect, You Must Show Respect. I recently posed this question on the Little Things Matter Facebook fan page. What are the things that you notice about people that make you respect them? Reading the responses was interesting, and when I compared the fans' comments to my own list, one common theme stood out. Everyone agrees that you earn respect by showing respect. Said another way, if you take the time to demonstrate respect for people, they will show respect to you. Think about it. When people show you respect, how does it make you feel about them? On the other hand, when people don't show you respect, how do you feel about them? While there are other factors that influence your ability to gain respect, such as your work ethic, personal character, and attitude, one thing is for sure. If you don't show people respect, it is unlikely that they'll respect you. Let me share with you a few of the comments from the Little Things Matter Facebook fans. This is just a small sampling of the responses I received. Jason said that he respects a person who is intentional about remembering people's names. I agree, Jason. When you remember a person's name, you demonstrate sincere interest and respect for that person. Lonnie and Kelly said their respect for people grows when they are consistent. Kelly said that she respects people who are consistent in their attitudes and business dealings. When she observes someone on top of the world one day and then portrays doom and gloom the next, she feels that he or she has self-image issues. Kelly and Lonnie, I must admit, I'd never thought about this point before, but it does make sense. Thanks. Diane said that she respects people who respect her time by being on time. Diane, not only do I agree, but I strongly agree. When people are late, their actions indicate that they don't respect your time. When I asked myself if I could truly respect someone who does not value my time, my answer is no. Deb said that she respects those who are reliable and dependable. When I think of being reliable and dependable, I think of people who are on time for their appointments, who meet deadlines, who do their work with excellence, and who return calls, emails, and text messages in a timely manner. I think of people who are in control of their lives. What traits come to your mind when you think of people who are reliable and dependable? Debbie indicated that she respects those who don't gossip. I couldn't agree more. It is hard to respect people who speak poorly of others behind their backs. If you find yourself engaging in gossip, try using some self-control and keep your comments to yourself. It's hard to do, but when you do it, you'll be proud of yourself and your ability to gain respect will grow. Tiffany said, "For me, it's when I meet people for the first time and they look into my eyes and shake my hand." I highlight the words, "look into my eyes." Could this mean that Tiffany notices the people who look into her eyes with warmth, authenticity, and genuine interest in her? This is a little different than making eye contact, a clear distinction, certainly something that I'm going to work on. Jeff said, "I respect people who have faced challenges, had bad days, but aren't afraid to be open about their emotions and still remain generally positive." He said, "I think that means they're real." I think the underlying message here is that Jeff respects people who are authentic and vulnerable. People like people who are genuine. I agree there are times to be vulnerable, but I'd also say there are times when you should use discretion in who you open up with and in what you say. Linda referred to what is known as the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd want them to do unto you. Said another way, treat people with the respect that you'd want to be shown. Linda, thanks for being one of the people who influenced the theme of this lesson. After spending hours in study on this lesson, I'm convinced that showing respect to people is a little thing that directly influences people's respect for you. I want to thank the Little Things Matter Facebook fans for your insights and contributions. You've definitely given me new perspectives. Thanks for making my life better. So my question to those of you listening is this. What are you going to do differently? Being honest with yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank your ability to demonstrate respect? Do you show a genuine interest in others? Do you listen effectively? Do you value someone's opinion, even if it's different than yours? While typing this lesson, I engaged in some self-evaluation. I must admit that I gave myself a 7, certainly room for improvement. I'm committed to making these changes in this area because I know it's important and I know I can do better. Will you join me? Remember, a sure way to offend someone and lose their respect is to be disrespectful.